Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 578,552 views on Monday, January 8, 2018, our article of the day is Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas, born Isher Danielovich, December 9, 1916, is an American actor, producer, director, and author. He is one of the last living people of the film industry's golden age. After an impoverished childhood with immigrant parents and six sisters, he had his film debut in A Strange Love of Martha Ivers, 1946, with Barbara Stanwyck. Douglas soon developed into a leading box office star throughout the 1950s and 1960s, known for serious dramas, including westerns and war movies. During his career, he appeared in more than 90 movies. Douglas is well known for his explosive acting style. Douglas became an international star through positive reception for his leading role as an unscrupulous boxing hero and champion, 1949, which brought him his first nomination for the Academy Award for Best Actor. Other early films include Young Man with a Horn, 1950, playing opposite Lauren Bacall and Doris Day, Ace in the Hole opposite Jan Sterling, 1951, and Detective Story, 1951. He received a second Oscar nomination for his dramatic role in The Bad and the Beautiful, 1952, opposite Lana Turner, and his third nomination for portraying Vincent van Gogh in Lust for Life, 1956. In 1955, he established Brenna Productions, which began producing films as varied as Paths of Glory, 1957, and Spartacus, 1960. In those two films, he starred and collaborated with the then relatively unknown director, Stanley Kubrick. Douglas helped break the Hollywood blacklist by having Dalton Trumbo write Spartacus with an official on-screen credit, although Trumbo's family claims he overstated his role. He produced and starred in Lonely Are the Brave, 1962, considered a cult classic, and 7 Days in May, 1964, opposite Burt Lancaster, with whom he made 7 films. In 1963, he starred in the Broadway play One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, a story he purchased, and which he later gave to his son Michael Douglas, who turned it into an Oscar-winning film. As an actor and philanthropist, Douglas has received 3 Academy Award nominations, an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. As an author, he has written 10 novels and memoirs. Currently, he is number 17 on the American Film Institute's list of the greatest male screen legends of classic Hollywood cinema, and the highest-ranked living person on the list. After barely surviving a helicopter crash in 1991 and then suffering a stroke in 1996, he is focused on renewing your spiritual and religious life. He lives with his second wife, of 63 years, Ann Bidens, a producer. He turned 100 on December 9, 2016. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:35 UTC on Tuesday, January 9, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Kirk Douglas. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDPod on Twitter. Abulse May Productions produces a current events podcast, Curmudgeon's Corner, as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.